The 30th day of the blessed month of Hathor, the martyrdom of Saint Macarius. On this day, the church celebrates the commemoration of the martyrdom of Saint Macarius. May the blessings of his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day in the year 1582 AD, Saint John el-Kalyubi, the monk, was martyred. He was a native of the city of Kalyub. He became a monk in the monastery of Saint Bishoy in the wilderness of Shahid. He went to Cairo to take care of some of the needs of the monastery, and Muslims seized him and wanted to force him to abandon his Christian faith, but he stood fast in his faith. They forced him to ride on a camel and parade him in the streets of Cairo, and they stabbed him with sharp knives in his hands and shoulders. John endured all of these tortures patiently. When they saw his steadfast faith, they nailed him to a cross, and the monk John delivered his spirit into the hands of the Lord and received the crown of martyrdom. The Christians took his body down from the cross and brought it to the church of Saint Barbara in Old Cairo, and they shrouded him and prayed over him and buried him in the same church in the presence of a great multitude of Christians. May the prayers of Saint John el-Kalyubi be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, Saint Acacius, patriarch of the city of Constantinople, departed. He was knowledgeable and well informed about the holy books and their interpretations. He was ordained a priest for the Church of Constantinople. When the Council of Chalcedon convened and issued its decisions and decrees, this father was not pleased and was disturbed for what befell Saint Dioscorus. When Anatolius, patriarch of Constantinople, departed, Acacius was chosen to succeed him. Saint Acacius diligently tried to eliminate the division and enmity that transpired in the church, and when he found that the spiritual ailment was deep-rooted, and because of his ill health, Acacius devoted his efforts to the salvation of his own soul. He corresponded with other bishops and patriarchs, confirming the true Orthodox faith. When the news of this reached the Chalcedonian bishops, they exiled Saint Acacius away from Constantinople, and he remained in exile, steadfast in the Orthodox faith, until he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, we commemorate the consecration of the Church of Saints Cosmas and Damian, and their brothers Anthemus, Leontius, and Euprepius, and their mother Theodata. This church was built by Emperor Justinian in the city of Constantinople, which was a splendid and magnificent church. This church was built as a thanksgiving offering and in recognition of the good deed these saints had done to him. He had been grievously ill, being close to death, and Saints Cosmas and Damian appeared to him and healed him from his sickness. Therefore, Julian built this church as a memorial and acknowledgement of their favor. May the blessing of their prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.